This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. Addressing the New Zealand International Education Conference at Takina Wellington Convention Centre in Wellington today, the President said, Government of India has taken several steps to improve the quality of education in the country. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day state visit to New Zealand, reached the capital Wellington early this morning. She was accorded the ceremonial welcome and royal guard of honour at the Government House. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, will announce the bi-monthly monetary policy today. The RBI's Monetary Policy Committee began its three-day bi-monthly policy meeting on Tuesday. The Apex Bank has kept the repo rate unchanged in the previous eight policy reviews since February 2023. The Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 is listed for consideration and passing in today's business of the Lok Sabha. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will move the bill. It seeks to amend the Disaster Management Act 2005. In today's business of the Rajya Sabha, the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2024 and the Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2024 are listed for consideration and return. The Election Commission of India has announced schedule for by-polls for 12 Rajya Sabha seats in 9 states. Notification in this regard will be issued on the 14th of this month, and nominations can be filed till the 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on 22nd of August. The election will be held on 3rd of next month. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will celebrate this Independence Day in space by launching an Earth observation satellite into orbit. The small satellite launch vehicle will be used to launch the satellite on August 15 at 9:17 a.m. from Sriharikota. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqar-ul-Zaman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqar hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. Director General of BSF, Daljit Singh Chaudhary, reviewed the security and operational preparedness along the 856-kilometer-long Indo-Bangla international border in Tripura. Amidst the ongoing turmoil in Bangladesh, he chaired a meeting with high officials of the BSF at the frontier headquarters at Salbagan in Agartala yesterday. Tunisian President Kais Saied has sacked Prime Minister Ahmed Hachani and appointed Social Affairs Minister Kamel Madouri as his replacement. The Tunisian presidency said this in a statement last night. The dismissal comes amid popular discontent with the recurring water and electricity outage crisis in many parts of the country. Hachani was named as the Prime Minister in August last year. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall, lightning over east, west, central, northwest and northeast regions of the country during the week. IMD said heavy rainfall is likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jammu and Kashmir till Saturday. The weather agency has forecast scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall for South Peninsula regions of the country during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is very likely over coastal Karnataka today. Meanwhile, some parts of Delhi witnessed very light rainfall last evening and temperatures were recorded as 33 degrees Celsius maximum and 25 degrees Celsius minimum. Light rainfall has also been predicted in Delhi today. At the Paris Olympics, reigning Olympic world champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra will aim to defend his title and make history once again tonight. Indian men's hockey team will face Spain in the bronze medal match this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.